Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
How are you, Raleen?
I'm good. I have to admit I am very concerned with what I'm seeing happening in South Africa. A lot of friends, my family, and of course, all our listeners, all of you. So watching with a lot of concern. Please, everybody, stay safe.
Yeah, no, I think that's very good thought, and I echo it 100%. So let's go to Israeli news. What is the news of the day?
Well, I think we need to look at all the updates that are happening between Israel and the Palestinians, and getting a lot of coverage is the fact that the protests against Abbas, against the Palestinian Authority, are still carrying on. This is now for several weeks, and it follows the very mysterious death in custody of Nirza Barzan, who was an anti-Abbas activist who mysteriously died while being taken into custody. And since that, we've really seen an increase in the amount of protests. And over the weekend, we got word that at least 10 broadcasters from the Palestinian Broadcasting Authority had been issued letters of warning for stuff that they were posting on social media, which of course was not pro-Abbas enough. This is something that I'm quite perturbed that we are seeing the mainstream media largely ignoring. You know, they're very quick to pounce on Israel when they see anything that they believe to be an Israeli transgression. But this is happening. The Palestinian Authority security forces very, very violent in the way that they are choosing to deal with protesters. And they are chanting out, out Abbas. Now, Abbas, as we know, is in the 17th year of his 4-year term, not willing to hold elections anytime soon. We are just 2 months from what was a massive conflagration between Israel and neighbors in Gaza, largely because of Abbas cancelling these elections and Hamas pushing to take advantage of their growing popularity. I know some people don't want to believe that that's one of the reasons why we had this escalation, but it is. So very, very concerned there. Coupled with that, yesterday our security cabinet voted to freeze a transfer of 600 million shekels in tax revenues for the Palestinian Authority. And the reason that we did this was that we kept the money back to offset funds that are paid out to Palestinian terrorists and their families. We are all very familiar with the pay to slay scheme. We know that the terrorists, there's a sliding scale of how much money you earn. We know that terrorists who commit acts of violence against Israelis, they get a salary. Obviously, the more you kill, the higher your salary is. And if they happen to die before they are able to serve their term in jail, their families get a stipend. So this is what we are withholding funds. But an interesting movement also happening over the last day or so. The Palestinians have put forward their list of demands should there be a return to the negotiation table between Israel and the Palestinians, which is fine. You know, we've often said that you're free to come up with any kind of alternative suggestions. At least that's a starting point for negotiations, but you can't just disagree with everything and then refuse to put forward your objections. And then yesterday, Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, phoned his Israeli counterpart, President Herzog, to congratulate him for his inauguration as Israel's 11th president, and said that he wants to maintain contact and talk about the resumption of ties. So very interesting movement that we see happening around there.
And a movement that I'm not sure I'm understanding, Rolene, because I understand how vile it is that the pay-for-slay policy exists. I get it. It's obscene. But having said that, surely it is in Israel's interest that the PA remains in power in the West Bank rather than Hamas. And by all accounts, after the last conflagration, Hamas's support has increased tremendously in the West Bank. Is this the time to be pushing
when it comes to the safety and security of Israel's citizens, we're going to make ourselves the priority. That's really the long and the short of it. I don't think that these issues have not been taken into consideration, but at the moment, we have to do whatever it needs to be done to make sure that our civilians are kept safe from terrorism.
It's interesting because an article I read recently spoke that if Barghouti was let out of prison, he would strengthen the PA significantly. He has support. He has more support than perhaps Hamas would have. But what do you do with a man who's sitting in prison for good reason?
Well, this is it. And these are the interesting dilemmas that we face in the Middle East, and especially between Israel and her neighbors, which is why this has been such a long, protracted conflict.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the IDF team in Miami. Saw beautiful footage coming out of Miami when the Israelis were leaving. Moving footage really, is probably a better word.
Really, really extraordinary. Can we just give a moment of appreciation for Colonel Golan Vach and the team that was part of the Home Front Command, our Pikud HaOref search and rescue, with their team of engineers. An extraordinary job that they have done. Many people commenting on my footage on Twitter and other social media saying, why did Israel need to go, accusing it of being a photo opportunity. This is the Israeli army. We don't do things for photo opportunities. When people are in distress and we have the capabilities and our ally, our greatest ally, is in distress, we will go there to help. And even to countries that maybe don't have bilateral ties, that's what we do. It's part of the tenet of Tikkun Olam. But finishing their mission yesterday, and we've just had word in the last half an hour or so that the official death toll is at 94. There are still about 20-something people that remain missing. But just the extraordinary scenes of not just their fellow rescue workers, but members of the community of Surfside and surrounding communities of all religions, all coming out to thank the IDF. Beautiful to hear members of the Jewish community singing Ani Ma'amin as they were given a guard of honor. They also received the key to the city as well as medals from Miami-Dade County Mayor. That's not why they did it. They're there to help. And listening to Colonel Vach speak about how it's been very, very difficult emotionally for his team. They've also had moments where they've cried, that they've been there with the sole purpose of helping and supporting that community that is in utter pain as much as possible.
Let's move on to this rally in Washington to protest rising anti-Semitism. Give us the backstory, and I'd love you to comment on whether you thought it was a success or not, given there were 3,000 people there.
Well, that's my whole thing. I'm very, very distressed that at a rally in the capital of the United States, at a time where anti-Semitism is at an all-time high and is resulting in people losing their lives and being beaten on the street, and when the ADL have recorded, to their knowledge, 251 new cases since the 11th of May, and only 3,000 people pitch up for that, to me is distressing. Where are all the people that claim to be allies of the Jewish community standing on the streets of the Capitol and outside the Capitol building? The rally was called No Fear. Just the fact that Jews have to rally today under the auspices of having no fear should draw people out in their droves. The same people that are speaking about social justice and equality and having these conversations about minority communities and their rights, where were they yesterday? I don't think that this was a success. Yes, on the one hand, it's lovely to see Meghan McCain, who's a very outspoken Zionist, and so many young, active Zionists like Blake Flayton, Noah Tishby, and others showing up. But where were the rest of the communities that talk about social justice and concerned with discrimination, persecution, and racism of any minority community.
Exactly what I thought, Grace, will turn out to my mind. But thank you for your input, as always. We'll chat again tomorrow, Ro.
Guys, just stay safe. And, Sa, you know we have a date this time tomorrow.